Okay, today's lesson is my absolute favorite topic, tagging. And tagging is my favorite topic because I think it's what makes email marketing so fun. And all tagging is really just labeling your email subscribers. So you can label them based on interests, you can label them based on behavior, you can label them based on information you know about them. So if they've purchased from you before, for example. And the labeling of your subscribers or using tags allows you to make your emails super targeted to people who are interested in specific things. So a way to think about tags is what kind of labels would you put on yourself? So for example, I am female. I'm a runner. I'm a small business owner. I am a beauty counter consultant. I'm a wife. I live in North Carolina. I'm interested in fashion. So those are all different labels that you could apply to me. And these are all labels I could put on my subscribers. Now your tags are going to vary depending on your audience. And so if you think back to lesson two, where you were listing out your audience's interests and behaviors, that's a good place to start in terms of what your tags would be. But really, your tags can evolve over time. You can have as many tags as you want. I recommend having 3 to 5 to get started. And you don't have to use all your tags all at once. So let's say, for example, you tag people with something, but you don't have any content for that. So like I have a tag for beauty counter men or people who are interested in men's content around beauty counter. I have a tag for that so I can identify anyone who clicks men's content, but I don't have specific content going out to that group. But it's helpful to start to identify people early on, so then when there's something down the road that you want to create related to that, then you can easily pull those people in. So I'm going to show you how to create tags. It's super easy. And oh, one more thing about tags. It's really helpful because when you're sending an email, you can target specifically two tags. So let's say I was sending information about a running course that I'm launching. I could include anyone who is tagged as running. So if they've read an email about running before and they clicked something in there, or if they signed up through my running landing page form, whatever, then I could create a broadcast and then tag, include the tag running, and then it will only go to those people. You can also use tags to exclude people. And I think this is super helpful because it shows that you know your audience. So I could send an email to my entire beauty counter list about a Band of Beauty promotion. But if I include everybody, there's going to be people in there who are already Band of Beauty members, the VIP membership. And it's fine if I do, but it's not really relevant to them. They can't take advantage of it. And then it looks like I don't know my customers. And anytime you can minimize the amount of information that's not relevant to people, so you make it much more customized, that's going to improve your open rate and it's going to improve your unsubscribe rate, which is really important. So tags can use to identify people, to include, or to exclude. So they're really powerful in making your targeting super precise. All right, let me show you where to create them. Okay, so when you log in, over here, this is all of the different tags you have on the right-hand side. Now keep in mind, I have a bunch because I've been doing this for a really long time, but you really only need a few to get started. And I had about 5 when I got started. So when you create a tag, you're just gonna create, click a tag, and then let's see, we'll put in here test. So we'll do something a little more specific so you guys can better see it. Let's see, email marketing course. So let's say I was gonna launch this. I'm gonna try to capture anyone who's interested in it. So maybe I tease it in another newsletter. So then you'll see over here, that's gonna show up. That's all it takes to create it. So then when you are adding subscribers, you're just gonna click add subscribers. Sorry, my internet's super slow. Maybe. Okay, so you can add a single subscriber. So if you have one off that you're including, you'll include their name, their email address, oops. And then you can include, say she's interested in email marketing course. And then you'll just hit save. If you already have someone in there, so that email address is already in here, it's just gonna add that tag to me since I already exist. The other thing you could do is you can upload a CSV. So if you have a customer list, for example, so let's think of my beauty counter business. I can import a CSV, and a CSV is just a specific type of file. So when you're in Excel, you'll just do save as, and then select CSV. If you're in Google Sheets, you'll just do save as, select CSV. And CSV is just a specific file format that ConvertKit needs to be able to read spreadsheets for subscribers. So then I'm going to pop in here, drop a CSV. I think I have one. Okay, so here's my customers that I downloaded a few days ago. So I know that all of these people, because I exported it from my customer database from Beauty Counter, I know these are all going to be people who've purchased from me before. So what I'm going to do, once this lets me, is I'm going to tag them as Beauty Counter purchasers. Okay, so then you're just going to come down here, select their email address. There's only two fields that you can customize. And if it had pulled in, if there was a field for first name, you could select first name. I didn't take the time to create that, so I'm just going to do email. And then I'm going to hit cancel, just because I'm not 100% sure that that's the right email or the right file. So then here's where the power comes in. So it imported all of those people, it tagged them as purchasers. Here's where it gets really cool. So let's say I'm going to send a broadcast to everyone who is interested in skincare but has never purchased from me. So what I'm going to do is, okay, I want to send this to all my subscribers who are, so this little and, who are labeled as, I want people who are interested in skincare, so they've clicked on something. They filled out a skincare survey. Let's see, maybe probably just those two. I'm trying to get people who are interested in skincare, but who have not purchased from me. Okay, so you see how it's 7182. As soon as I apply these, it's going to drop down. So it's saying, okay, of all your subscribers, only identify people who are interested in this. And then this is where you can exclude people. So if I want to make sure that if I'm sending this to people who have never purchased from me, I'm going to click none. So they match all of this, but none of this. And I'm going to select here, BC purchasers. Move my thing so I can see it. Sorry. All right, click that. I have multiple screens going, so I couldn't see my thing. Okay, so watch this. From 1411 down to 689. So what that did is it removed anyone who's ever purchased from me before. So now I know that my email is going to people who are interested in skincare but have never bought anything from me before. And then this is going to allow me to make my message super targeted. So what I could do here is write something that's an offer only for people who've never purchased. So maybe that's a free gift with purchase, or I'm going to cover their Band of Beauty fee or whatever. But that's how you can use tags to include specific people and then also exclude specific people. The other thing that you'll want to do is tag within your content. So let's say, actually, I'll give you guys an example. So I'm just going to discard this. So the other thing you can use tags for is if you're sending a generic email and you want to identify people in that email. So for example, I have an onboarding series. So when people sign up for a Foodie Stays Fit, they get three emails from me. And this is a really good opportunity for me to tag specific interests. So, hey there, friend. So honored to jump on this newsletter train. I give myself a little introduction, who I am, some FAQs. And you see where there's links in here. These are all tagged. So my blog is Running Beauty, Fashion, and Recipes. So the first time I tag is, so I'm still linking here. I don't have tags on these because I'm not tagging people if they're interested in wedding content, but I am tagging people who are interested in running. So that's one of the tags I've identified. So you can read a lot more of running content here. So if people click that link, I know they're interested in running. So when I added this link, I tagged them. And then it identifies it as running interested. So if someone signs up for my newsletter, just for my generic Foodie Stays Fit, and then they click on a link related to running, then I know they're interested because they clicked it. Go down here. So if I talk about my skincare and then I link it, you can see my entire skincare makeup routine here. I have this tag. So if they click that, I know that they clicked a skincare link. So they're interested in skincare. So that way I got two tags right there. So people kind of self-identified without me needing to know anything about them. Their behavior allowed me to tag them. So that's where it can become really helpful is if you have a broader umbrella that you're tagging, you can get more niche. So let's say you have a general skincare newsletter and someone clicks a link about becoming a consultant, for example. I have a tag for consultant interest. So if they click a link about, look at my cable family, if they click a link about being interested in the consulting gig, then I know to tag them as consultant and then I can follow up with more information. So here's where this comes into play. After you create a sequence, which we've talked about, so I have my beauty counter sequence, right? I have 26 emails in there. I started with, I think, 6, maybe 10. And I've just added more over time. But I have all of this content. And then when I get down to here, how to save money on every order, I'm talking about Band of Beauty. So on here, I'm going to go to this specific email. Because if someone's already a Band of Beauty member, again, they don't need this. I'm going to click this little filter. And I'm going to exclude from them. Let me show you how to do that. Okay. So by clicking that, I'm going to exclude anybody who's already a Band of Beauty member. You see how that number just went up. The other thing that I have tagged in there to exclude are people who've unsubscribed. So you'll want to create an unsubscribe option if people don't want to get your newsletter. Give them the option to opt out. But this is where tags can come into play within an automation. So that's excluding somebody. If you want to tag someone is interested in being a consultant. So I have a newsletter about, hey, I'm wondering if you've thought about becoming a consultant. This link clicks to more information about that. I have that tagged as consultant interest. So then I can follow up with more information about that, which once someone gets tagged as being interested in a consultant, they start getting my consultant interest automation or sequence. So you can see how tags can really automate things to kick people from here over to the consultant, which keeps that funnel warm and always filled with new people. So I hope you're excited to create tags. Your assignment today is to make a list of 5 tags that you find are going to be relevant to your audience. So I would just brain dump, like maybe you're a doctor, maybe you're a nutritionist, maybe you're a mom. Think about the type of content you already produce that would be targeted, that's not going to apply to everyone. Those will be a good starting place for your tags. And then of course, reach out to me if you need more help. But tags are so fun. I think it makes email marketing more fun and it definitely makes it more effective. And I'm excited for you guys to start using them.